peri-peri chicken is marinated for 24 hours before it's flame-grilled to tasty perfection, so you can enjoy all that original succulent flavour. Try it today at Nando's.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradieoke.
Now, Fee and Feb, the prize is great. $250 voucher to Munich Brauhaus.
Oh. Get you a few steins.
Oktoberfest.
Get your pork knuckle.
At the Bavarian. Mm, yeah, you could put that $250 towards all sorts of goodies there. The Bavarian and the Munich Brauhaus. Book now at oktoberfest.com.au. That is what they're playing for, guys. $250 to spend there.
Now, Ben, a plumber from Cranbourne. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
How are you, Benny?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. What are you going to perform for us?
I would walk 500 miles.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, great song.
500 miles an hour, 500 miles.
Just to be the man who walks. Off you go, Benny.
I would be the man who walked 500 miles, and I would walk 500 miles just to be the man that walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
He really wound up, didn't he?
Well done, Ben.
Slow start, but gee, you came through.
There was a bit of a tempo. There was a real tempo shift, wasn't there? It just really got going.
Thank you, Ben. Anton, an aircon mechanic from Greensboro. Hey, Anton.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, Anton. Now, you are about to revolutionise Tradieoke here. We're very excited because you are performing a TV jingle.
I am, but I lost my voice on an end-of-season trip this weekend, so it's a bit deeper. So
footy season?
Soccer.
Soccer.
Well, there we go. Soccer also has Mad Monday. Wouldn't be as wild, wouldn't have thought.
I love it. It's a bit of disclaimer there, Anton, but we still expect big things from you, and we no doubt you'll deliver, so off you go.
With the Pokemon theme, guys, if you're not familiar.
I'm not familiar.
So there we go. That's his song choice, guys. Here we go.
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. Dun, dun, dun. To catch them all is my real test. To train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. To catch them all is my real test. To train it. It up, didn't I?
Okay.
Oh, no, you did great, Anton.
No, well, Fief, we've just had to press. Well, he said a word that you just didn't even flinch at.
He said I stuffed it up.
He did not say I stuffed
didn't
it up.
Say that one.
But that's okay. If you've just
he's using it.
Won't make a lot of sense on air, but we had to press a little button there that dumped Anton. We're on a bit of a delay.
Well, it's a shame because Anton was great.
He was excellent. He just got a bit nervous and said that he mucked it up in so many words. We'll play a quick song. We'll come back to our last performer, Nons in Craigieburn. The show must go on here at the Fox. I mean, could he still win, even though he's done that?
Definitely. Why don't we? Okay, why doesn't Anton come back for another day? He just he said his voice wasn't the best.
Yeah,
reckon we show some faith in him.
I think he still thinks he's on his interseason footy trip.
It's the Fox. We'll come back.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Welcome back to part two of Tradieoke. We had just a little language incident there, which meant we just had to push on, play a quick song, go back into delay, and get back into contestant three. Fief, tradies are singing for a great prize.
Now, there's a lot on this for Nons from Craigieburn, a truck driver. Hi, Nons.
Oh, we're going to go back to Nons. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Nons, yeah, here we go. Here's Nons. Yeah, no, Nons was our next guy. Then they just slid another one in there, but we'll go with Nons.
Okay, Nons, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Fev is expecting big things from you, Nons.
Yeah, he's
you
a
just
truck
said
driver.
To me,
we
this
love
better
truckies.
Be good.
Nons is pumped. Okay.
Okay, Nons. Now, what are you going to perform for us?
I'm going to sing some Faith for George Michael.
Good stuff.
You can't go wrong with this, Nons.
I reckon this bloke is going to absolutely tear the house down.
Nons, the truck driver from Craigieburn with a bit of George Michael here, guys. And I'll put his volume up, and away we go.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I can touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. Oh, but I gotta think twice before I give a heart away. And I know all the games you play because because I play this song. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. It's time to pick my heart up on the floor. Oh, when that love comes down without the emotion. But I need a strong man, baby. But I'm strong when you the door. Because I gotta have faith, faith.
Well done, Noz.
Wow.
Good stuff there.
I knew.
Fev's that sense of groove from Fev there at the end.
Just tell by his voice.
Yeah, no, good stuff.
Sorry, Brian. Do you have a horn there, bro?
Yeah, I do.
Can you honk?
What kind of track is that, Noz?
That was like a clown. It's a clown horn.
Thank you very much. We will just one more quick contestant before we make a decision, guys.
No, we had Ben.
Did we have Ben before, did we?
Yeah, he was the number
one,
bro.
What's he in the stack for? All right,
because he's been waiting to see if he wins.
Good
on
you, Ben.
But he can go now because, Noz, you win, brother.
He's done it. Well played.
$250.
You are the winner there, Noz. Congratulations, bro.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well done. It's a great prize, guys. It was the $250 to spend at Munich Brauhaus and the Bavarian. Fief, you should have a big day out there with the gang.
Oh,
we should all go.
I really want to. I say this to Fev all the time. My dad wants to go.
Yeah, great.
Alan wants to have a pork knuckle.
Nice. Okay, well, good luck. We'll arrange that for Alan. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Oktoberfest at the Bavarian and Munich Brauhaus. Book now at oktoberfest.com.au. Tradioki is back next Tuesday.
101.9 The Fox.
Susie and Kate are off this week, but you can catch this man on The Masked Singer again tonight at 7:30 on 10. It's that time of the show, guys, for us.
Husey.
Gang, how is it?
How's holidays going?
Really good. I'm in Warrnambool, which was just voted the most livable city in Australia.
I did,
really?
Too. I read that yesterday. What a joke. Who voted for that?
Well, hang on a second.
My hometown, Fev, I nearly call you my son's name, which would be weird.
Yeah, I know, it'd be weird. Down the Bull.
Yeah, so my hometown, my dad, who never went anywhere else in the world ever, used to always say it's the best place in the world. So, he was right.
We need to talk about this another time. But, Hughie, can we just touch base on how well you did last night? The Masked Singer, you were fantastic. The show was great. You had me. I was hooked. Now, can we talk about who they are under the masks?
Well, can we just further talk about the one who took their mask off? I mean, I had not... People didn't know. It was Gretel Colleen who took her mask off, and I had not picked it. I used to work on radio with her. We worked together for a number of months when Kate was on maternity leave once, and I'd seen her like 2 days before the show was filmed, and I had no idea.
It's always bad to be first voted out of something, though. Oh, you'd be so flat.
He's a professional singer, mate. You know, imagine, Pavarotti had been under the mask.
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
He's
gone.
It'd be amazing if he was.
Husey's got to stop guessing dead people as well. Husey's really got to stop doing that.
Now, Husey, I got a lot of tweets yesterday or last night because I was obviously watching the Brownlow.
Yeah.
And my Twitter was going nuts because it is my night. I get a lot of crap put on me and a few people have sent messages about the alcohol not being served. It's Fev's fault. But I got a couple of I was behind one of the masks.
Well, I mean, were you behind one of the masks last night? Or are you behind one of the masks tonight? You know,
that was the wolf.
That would have been a great night. Last, you were the wolf.
Apparently,
Brownlow night is your night to shine, and I know that. I mean, Dane Swan put a tweet out saying that you ruined the Brownlow.
Yeah, I know. What did I say back to him?
Yeah, well, we can't say that in a morning song.
We'll have to put some more money in the swear jar, Husey.
Well, we can, we can line this up, can't we?
Yeah, because Husey, what's interesting is that Fev would, people would think that Fev was the wolf, because if we could do a comparison, now the wolf last night sang Shallow from A Star Is Born. Can we have a listen to the wolf performing?
Okay, there it
can
is,
sing.
Yep.
Now, Husey, as a comparison, we have a bit of Fev singing the same song.
I'm in the deep end, watches are diving. I'll never meet the ground.
I can see why.
I think that clears it up.
Have you ever seen a pool player hustle? Because I think what he might have been doing all these years is tanking for the big moment. Yeah,
just like back in 2005, Husey.
Exactly.
You know what? Husey, do you know what I found really fascinating about last night? And I think Jackie was feeling the same thing that I did. Men are really attractive in masked suits.
What?
Like, I found myself quite attracted to the wolf and even the giant prawn.
Mm. I feel a Fox FM costume party coming up.
Thank you, Husey. We'll be watching again tonight. The Masked Singer tonight at 7:30 on 10.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Hey, Boxy, I was driving home from the show yesterday and I was listening to 101.9 The Fox and I heard the news and it got me...
Who was reading the news? James Lake at that stage?
No, it wasn't James Lake. It was Speedy or someone.
I don't think Speedy reads
the news now.
Tim Lee.
He works in operations.
I don't know who it was.
Anyway, continue.
And a story came up about a massive, massive whale that had died. It's dead. And it's in the ocean down the peninsula. And it's attracting a lot of sharks down at St. Andrews and down at Gunnamatta. And one of the young girls, one of Lenny's friends, Little Squiz, she's a surfer. And she said, oh, my God, I surf down at St. Andrews Beach. I won't be able to go in the water because all the sharks are being attracted to the whale. So we had a little bit of a chat, and I'm like, what happens with that? Do you get the whale out of the ocean or do you leave it for the sharks to feed? Because it's a dead carcass.
Is it beached? Is it on the sand or is it out in the ocean?
It's in the ocean, but it's like real, it's coming close to shore. So it's attracting all these sharks so people can't swim or surf.
And this is the law of nature, Fev. That's just got to drop to the bottom of the ocean bed.
Right.
They'll get bloated and then fill with gas. Oh gosh, it might start flying actually.
What?
It might. No, well, I'm just trying to think if it will rise to the surface if it's filled with gas.
Then I googled it and I've seen some whales being taken out by cranes and then they bury them. They bury them in the sand on the beach.
It's a lot of digging.
It's a lot of digging, isn't it? But I feel like the sharks should leave them there for a feed because then they won't eat the humans, maybe.
But then they might go. The sharks might go. Ooh, this is a great feeding ground. Let's hang out here more often.
That's the problem. That's why they should probably get rid of it.
Exactly.
Right.
But, gee, it's a tough job.
Never needed an expert more. Fief has the whale flying. Fief has a dead whale flying around.
Well, I just thought it would fill with gas, like helium. Like it would feel like with gas.
It's not a hot air whale.
I know. I maybe.
How do we get rid of this whale? It's not going to fly away.
We can brand it with a fox and fly it over the city.
It's a very good. If anyone knows 131060, what happened to that whale, or maybe you're part of the conservation group down around St. Andrews who knows what. Well, maybe you're the one who's going to dig the hole if they bury it.
You just let nature be nature and just.
I think you let nature be nature.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, don't start with nature. Good.
I'm glad I don't have that job because it's such a big job. I'd be sitting there going, well, let's just have a coffee and hope this goes away.
131060, if you can help us out here. I don't know.
Job.
We desperately need help. 131060 is
dirty jobs.
19 plus 7.
101.9. The Fox.
Now, Fev, you did just ask what's going to happen to this whale, this humpback whale that's passed away down near St. Andrews Beach. Nobody's called through. Nobody knows what to do with that whale. Mm. Let's just watch this space. But if there was somebody who had to somehow get that dead whale and either bury it or what would you, I mean, even how would you, do you know what it is? That would be a job no one wants to do, dealing with the big humpback whale. It's a dirty job, Fev. It's a dirty job. You know what dirty jobs are?
What are they?
They're done dirt cheap.
Dirty jobs! Who does these dirty jobs? Call us, please.
I love this. We're going to try and find, if indeed it is a job, we've got to find a dirtier job than cleaning up humpback whale carcasses.
I think there was a story the other day about a truck that was carrying animal... poo, maybe?
Good.
Waste,
and it's crashed on the Hume, and then someone had to come and clean it up.
That's not a dirty job. I wonder even if there are
got me
people.
Up and about that.
Do you know what? I'd love to hear from people who do dirty jobs, that they're the tough jobs that no one else wants to do.
I reckon
and
cleaning
maybe,
people's teeth, maybe? That's a dirty job.
Oh, I agree.
A dentist?
But maybe they've even found something so dirty they won't do it.
Wow.
I'd love to hear.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, somebody who their job is to deal with that sort of filth, and they've gone, nah, even I can't do that.
13 10 60. Fev mentioned one off air during the ad break that I don't think should even go on air.
What was it?
I know every time, because I used to travel down the Hume a lot.
Oh no, not that one. Okay, that one's okay. No, that was good. Go do that. Go with that one.
What was the other one? Oh,
it was in the morgue.
In a morgue.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no.
No, do the Hume one quick.
Oh, the Hume, because obviously there's a lot of animals, and at night time they jump across the Hume, the kangaroos, and you know, trucks obviously go up and down from New South Wales to Victoria, and they get hit. And then when you're driving early in the morning, because I used to do a lot of travel, they'd have a big cross on them, so people come and they collect them down the Hume. That's his job.
It's just a fun one.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's a fun topic. Yeah.
I think they'll all be death jobs.
Well, hopefully not. 13 10 60. Probably.
Remember telling the morgue one.
That's... 13 10 60. Give us a call if you've got a dirty job.
101.9 The Fox.
On the back of that humpback whale carcass there on the Mourne Pen, we're thinking, wow, that would be a dirty job to have to clean that up. Dirty jobs, guys.
Dirty jobs. Who does these dirty jobs?
If there's some sort of mystery surrounding whether or not that even is a job, we're not sure what's going to happen with this whale carcass on the beach. But if it was a job, that would be awful.
Well, there are jobs out there that people are doing, and they don't complain, and they do it because they're hardworking, and they put their minds to it. But there would be jobs that other people just couldn't do because they're dirty jobs. Mm. So we've got some people who've called through, like Melissa from Ringwood. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Melissa. First, pat on the back for you. Whatever your job is, it sounds like it's dirty.
Yeah, and people don't expect it, but end of lease cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Melissa, how filthy are people?
You have no idea.
Really?
No idea, yes, to the point where sometimes you throw up going into the house.
Oh, Melissa.
Yeah, and people want, you know, cheap end of lease cleaning, and sometimes you walk into houses with poo smeared everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Systems of toilet in the lounge room.
Yeah.
And it doesn't discriminate. So sometimes these houses are from, you know, lawyers living like this.
Really?
Just a lawyer who's just...
But are they, Melissa, living... Is it a case of that's the way they live, or is it a bit of a up you to the landlord who they didn't like, or...?
A bit of both. So some people just live... Yeah, it's just amazing... showers just with, even like adult toys.
Oh, dear.
Adult toys, like feces.
Oh, a lot of poo references.
Melissa, I feel for you, and you obviously needed to vent that, so I hope that's sort of been cathartic for you. You poor thing.
That's tough. Thank you.
I hope you get paid well for that.
Yep.
Anyway, Jess from Berry. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Faith. How are you?
Yeah, good, Jez. Jez, what's the job you're doing that is a little dirty?
So I'm actually a dental nurse, and we have lots of cases where patients come in and they have abscesses.
Ooh, oh, no. Oh, Jez.
So the dentist usually has to, you know, obviously pop that, so there's a lot of pus that goes everywhere.
Oh, Jez.
This is...
Do you know what I was surprised at, Jess? I was actually the dentist yesterday, and I spend a lot of time at my dental clinic at the moment. And my dentist was – because I was taking Trixie there from the Royal Melbourne Show, and I apologised profusely because she hadn't brushed her teeth. But my dentist was saying that's often the case. I can't believe people go to the dentist without brushing their teeth first.
Yeah, look, a lot of people do come in and they always apologise, saying, oh, I haven't brushed my teeth, but it's honestly not a problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Oh, then I don't feel so bad.
I reckon working at a tip would also be a dirty job. It stinks.
Yeah.
Very dirty.
Very good point, yeah.
No. Working with the sewers.
Yeah, no. Thank you. Any others, guys? They're all quite dirty. That's good.
Cleaning in general?
Plus seven. Here are the who. Okay.
101.9 The Fox.
Brendan, lovely shorts you're wearing today.
Yeah, they're nice.
They're yellow.
Yeah, they are yellow.
Just didn't expect you to rock up in yellow shorts.
Everyone's commented on this morning.
Yeah. Now, separate to that, though, it is grand final
they're
week.
They're my pyjama shorts.
You are an AFL footy legend. I mean, Byron and I are honoured to be in your presence every day. I haven't even asked you, what are you doing for the grand final this Saturday?
Well, interesting you do ask, Boxy, because little Daniel Rioli is obviously playing in the grand final. So
Your son, effectively.
Yes, so we obviously go through the ups and the downs throughout the year, and on Friday, I was so nervous watching the game. I was pacing up and down, and I was at halftime. I'm thinking, oh my God, it's going to happen again. Because I was privy to last year when they lost the prelim, and I was there. And the aftermath of the players, because they get very emotional, upset. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, please just get through to the grand final. Because prelims are the hardest to win. Because I had a chat with Daniel about it. Because if you lose a prelim, you don't get to experience grand final week. You're so close to playing in a grand final. But if you're in the grand final, you get beat, well, you're there. You've made it to the last day. You get to run out. You get to experience the parade and all the things that go on with the grand final, which I was lucky enough to do in 99, which is an amazing experience. But I don't know what I'm going to do, Boxy. We've got tickets, obviously, for me and the girls. So
you're going?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I'm too nervous. I don't really like going to grand finals. I like to be at home and I like to watch it on TV and sit down and listen and watch it all because I feel like you can see more.
On the TV. I'm looking forward to watching it on the TV.
Yeah, and I don't like people like talking all the time. And obviously when you're at the grand final, it's an amazing experience. The noise, the atmosphere. But I just don't know. I'll be one of those parents. Please kick it. I'd just be too nervous. I don't know what's going to happen.
And there's other drawbacks for you, of course. There's the Fev. Can I get a selfie? Fev.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Not shy to get a bit of extra traction.
But I do get a ticket. I get an extra ticket because I'm in the 200 club. So we get a ticket through the AFL. We get one ticket every year.
That means you play 200 AFL games?
Yeah. So you get a ticket to the grand final.
So every player that's got to the 200 milestone.
Yeah, they receive. If you play 300, you get two.
Right.
So I didn't quite get there.
You won two Colemans.
They're a bit tight. I mean, 300 games is pretty hard.
Yeah. So it's 200. I would have played 300 if I didn't get sacked. But I gave that. My mum's a Richmond supporter, so I've given that to mum, and she didn't get to experience it in 2017. She didn't go.
Oh, that's lovely.
So Kaz is a massive Tigers supporter, so she's off to the grand final to watch her beloved Tigers.
That's your one ticket for the 200 games you played.
Yes.
But then Daniel Rioli himself would have an allocation.
Yes. I think they get 6 or 7 tickets given to them for their family. And then they can purchase 6 more. So I think they can only get 13 tickets.
If I was playing in the grand final, I would say, give me whatever I want.
Yeah, you'd think so.
I mean, honestly, I'm playing on the grand final. If I want all my family and friends there, give me the ticket.
Well, we all know how the AFL works, mate. It's like 50% of corporates that get invited.
I know. Imagine all the people, bobbleheads who are there that don't deserve to be there, and the players don't even get their aunts and uncles and their grandparents.
Well, think about
to
the
go.
Supporters, Boxy, the members. That's the big issue at the moment because GWS have 30,000 members. They get allocated 17,500 tickets. So Richmond has got 103,000 members and they only get 17,000 tickets for their members. So 80-something thousand miss out on going to watch the Tigers. So they've got a live site at Richmond on the grand final day where the supporters that don't get a ticket can watch on the big screen at Punt Road, which is next door, which is probably the second best thing because you're with all your supporters. But look, Daniel's family's coming over, which is good. So he's got tickets for them. So he hasn't seen them for a while. But grand final week is... it's an amazing experience. I was talking to Daniel about it last night when I was cooking up dinner. I'm like, what do you want, son? Do you want some of this for dinner? So I'm super excited, but I'm not quite sure. Mia will obviously be going. So it's a big week. I'm so excited. I'm getting nervous now. Bloody hell, talking about it. So
you can come over to my house if you want.
Well, if he doesn't win, he'll be going to your house.
101.9 The Fox.
I tell you what. Brendan Favola and Byron Cook are two of the luckiest people in the world. We get to work with this person every day, Fifi Box, a noted broadcaster, just a super mum, great mum, inter-school diving champion, I believe, in high school.
Were you?
Yeah, she did inter-school diving.
Well, champion's a stretch, but I did dive.
Also can skate. Pretty handy on a skateboard. She's just got a lot of strings to the bow, you might say. But one that we forgot because she hasn't used the Instagram account for about 18 months she can make a great slice. In fact, she became known there for quite a while as the Slice Queen.
Slice Queen, yes!
She's the Slice Queen. Passion fruit with gelatin, jelly custard blueberry, sweetest treats you'll ever find.
It's another skill you have, isn't it?
It is. And you know what? I love a slice because I think in this day and age, people love cupcakes and donuts and cronuts and macaroons. But the good old-fashioned slice, I think, is underestimated. And I have come up with the idea. I would like to start a shop or a chain of slice shops like Boost. Do a bit of a Janine Ellis, because I do believe that people love a slice. So when I knew that the CWA, the Country Women's Association, were going to be at the Royal Melbourne Show, I thought, why don't I make a slice, bring it along, and get it judged? And what a coup this was to have Pam and Christine from the Country Women's Association, the CWA, to judge my jelly slice yesterday.
No burns.
No burns. No holes.
No.
So far, so good.
Okay. Wow.
Beautiful. Here we go.
In advance, I know my biscuit base was a bit thick.
No, it's not.
No, it's delicious.
Really?
You got a delicious?
Delicious.
And then not only did they love it, Lenny Favola, your beautiful daughter, joined us up on stage. And she had a taste.
Now, this is a big test, though.
Yes.
We've got another Favola on the stage, and I rate her opinion over her father's. So Fev enjoyed my slice, but Lenny Favola...
It's magnificent.
Didn't Dad tell you not to talk with your mouth full?
Well done, Lenny. And then Melbourne's own, the newsreader everyone turns to when they want the news, Peter Hitchener.
Oh, wow. So even Hitch has given some credit where it's due. Here we go.
I have this to say about Phoebe's jelly slice. It is delicious. Not quite what you'd have for breakfast, but I think I'd break the rule this time and have it. Delicious.
It was delicious, Boxy. Let's be honest.
Thank you, Fev.
The biscuit was the biscuit base. Quite sensational. And whatever's inside, the jelly was just a great jelly. It had a lot of flavour. But I'm not quite sure. Did you actually, mate?
Did you what?
Well, I just before you go on, Fev, why I'm bringing this up is because I didn't sleep well last night. I didn't have a good night's sleep. Yes. And I didn't make the slice.
I knew you didn't.
Fev suspected this.
Can I please give this
context?
You're only
cheating yourself.
I was making it
before
on
you
Sunday.
Start, before you start, and the reason I know is because I'm like, it was really good. And
I make a good slice.
Yeah, but you got a lot on. And the thing that I thought she's got this from somewhere else and then cut it up to make it look like she's done it.
Oh, it's worse than that. Okay, so I want to talk you through Sunday. I was having a very tough day with Daisy. She was unsettled and she was only having 10-minute, 15-minute cat naps, and it was a really challenging day. And I contacted our executive producer, Leon, and I said, Leon, I am struggling. I even put on the baby Bjorn and thought maybe I can start preparing ingredients in the kitchen, but she wasn't having a bar of it. So I turned to Leon Shergren, DJ Shergs from the Lame Duck.
Oh, wow.
And it pains me to say this, but he's very good at making a slice.
Wow.
It was Leon's slice.
That's disgusting.
To be fair, I was struggling that day as well, just with a hangover.
I don't reckon you made it either.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Boys, I don't know whether you remember, but when the book came out, I think it was probably about 7 or 8 years ago, the I Quit Sugar book, which became a phenomenon and like a cult that amassed millions of followers. And it was all started by...
That one.
Did you? you might have heard, look, any girls listening, and I count myself as one of them, obviously we all identify sugar as something you have in moderation. It's not something you overeat. But there was this I Quit Sugar campaign that was started by Sarah Wilson. Now, Sarah Wilson, you may know, a former editor of Cosmopolitan magazine, and then she was briefly a MasterChef judge back in the very first season. Anyway, she started this book and came up with all these recipes, and all my friends were just like, you've got to try these chocolate balls, but they don't have any sugar in them. And they tasted rubbish. And I've never, I'm an advocate of sugar. I like sugar.
Right.
I just do. And if you're going to have it, if I'm going to have chocolate, I want the real deal.
Yeah.
Certainly do not advocate having much of it, but I think everything in moderation. So I never bought into this, but I have girlfriends that revolutionized their diets. They bought her cookbook and they were making only food from her cookbook with no sugar. Even shops, you go to cafes and they'd have I Quit Sugar yo-yos or slices. Stunning news update for everybody who has ever heard of the I Quit Sugar
all
campaign.
All the food tastes crap.
Sarah Wilson, who came up with it, has now decided she eats sugar.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Here's the quote. She said, I eat chocolate every day and I love red wine too.
Oh.
She said, I love freaking people out by eating cake in front of them. What's happened here? She's done a backflip.
She could do a I love sugar.
Yeah. she could do anything now because that empire was worth 1.5, was churning over 1.5 million annually.
Wow.
Right. That's huge. Now, the reason for this, she said, look, the information is out there for people to use. Anyone can take it and run with it. But now I have other passions to pursue. Hang on. We're all stopped eating sugar because of you. And now you're eating sugar.
I love her backflip.
I know. I maintain this. This is one of my mantras. Everyone has the right to change their mind.
Okay.
So whenever anybody says to me, well, hang on, like even my daughter, like Trixie, will say, hang on, Mummy, you said we're not allowed to eat snacks in bed. Tonight we can. Yeah. I've just changed my mind. That's what I've done there. But you know what? I think there are people out there that are not practicing what they preach. And you know what they are, Byron? They are...
Frauds!
These are the dentists who say an apple a day keeps the dentist. Oh, no, it's the doctor.
No.
Who keeps the doctor? What do apples keep away, the doctor or the dentist?
The doctor, I believe.
I believe there would be teachers telling their students what to do, but really they're doing it. Your dad, Byron, are you happy to tell the story about your dad?
Which one? I mean, you put
chuffing.
Me on the spot.
Chuff, chuff.
Oh, well, he wasn't chuffing. He wasn't chuffing.
I got told doctor 2 bottles of red wine is good for the heart a day.
Well, that's a lot.
Two bottles a day. I think he meant 2 glasses.
No, my dad said to me that he was going outside to stargaze when I was a kid. He said, I just love... And so as an innocent sort of 14, 15-year-old, little Greggy buys Dad an expensive telescope with his pocket money. And Dad has to confess, I wasn't looking at the stars. I smoked behind your back.
See, parents would be saying to their kids, you're not allowed to smoke. That's filthy. But they'd be having the occasional cigarette. I would love to hear from hypocrites today. Are you not practicing what you preach? Are you a fraud? Open up. Be honest.
Yeah, good stuff. 13, 10, 60. Well,
Fev, anything you'd like to admit to?
As if you've never... You've been fraudulent.
Come on,
Fev,
are you telling me you haven't been, as an AFL footballer in peak form, you haven't been out to a school and told kids that they have to practice every day, they have to do...
I used to say State McDonald's all the time. But maybe when I was on Jenny Craig, I may have eaten a few other foods.
Fraud!
when I go in and get weighed and I said to the Rita, my counsellor, the lady that looks after me, she goes, did you have your muesli and porridge at work today? Yeah, I had 2 wraps, but I never told her that. I said, of course I did.
There was also the campaign you did for Manshake. Never had one.
Oh, that's right. God.
13, 10, 60.
Remember that?
Give us a call. 13, 10, 60.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Now, it was big news for anyone who has adopted the I Quit Sugar campaign because the author, Sarah Wilson, has come out and said she's walked away from it. She now enjoys chocolate every day and has a glass of wine and quite enjoys cake. So that would be shocking for people who have adopted that lifestyle to know that she's abandoned it. And sometimes there are professionals out there who give advice and they don't follow it. Mm. They don't practice what they preach. Even as parents, we're constantly telling our kids what to do and we're doing the complete opposite. Now we've got Sammy from – where are you from,
Camberwell.
Sammy?
Camberwell.
In Camberwell. Sammy, are you a – Byron, can I have my sound effect? Fraud. You're fraud, Sammy.
Total fraud stuff.
What are you doing?
So I own a coffee shop, but I'm also the head barista, and people come by and they're always like, how's the coffee? And I'm like, 10 out of 10, amazing. I hate coffee. I don't drink coffee.
That's what we want to hear. The barista that hates coffee. That's right in the wheelhouse. Hey, Feb, remember, there was a member of this team yesterday who happily served up slice to Peter Hitchener, to members of the Country Women's Association, and she put it off as her own slice. Remember when, as it turned out, it wasn't her slice?
Yes.
It was cooked by someone else?
Really took the credit too. Fraud. Took the kudos.
So, I know. I've fallen on my sword. That was bad. I just got really busy on Sunday.
It's the Fox.
101.9. The Fox.
Now, Byron, last night, members of our team were ruining things for the public. Now, we all know Brownlow night last night.
No, we don't. This is a long time ago.
It's the one day of the year you trend on Twitter.
I know. I think people are getting sick of this, aren't they?
Well, obviously, after the 2009 Brownlow medal, where you really enjoyed the beverages that were being provided at the tables. I think it was even before the event. Now, there's a ban on alcohol, so none of the players can drink. So they all slam you.
Pressure point! What a moment.
Yeah, there's like a number of RSA officers, I think, Feef, that are literally in the auditorium.
I know. Well, look, and I say to you, Feef, it was back when the Brownlow was interesting.
Yeah.
So it's a shame.
Bring it back.
But so everyone last night mentioned, and you got inundated by messages.
I copped a lot of text messages. For a lot of players there saying, mate, we've got no drink at the table. Mm. And I just sent a photo back with me having a red wine. I was fine. Dane Swan was very prominent. Yeah, good on him.
Well, you know, Feef, you weren't alone. In fact, what took, I guess, the heat off you was our executive producer, Leon Shergren, who we rely on. You know, he's the backbone of the team. He supports us.
He's the slice queen.
Unfortunate, but he made my slice.
He's had an interesting week.
Last night and this morning even, Leon has found himself the number one news story on certain news websites.
Wow.
I mean, this is the number one trending story. I'll read the headline. The Masked Singer spoiler alert. Wolf's identity is leaked online in a major spoiler as the mystery celebrity is voted through to the next round. A photo of Leon and the Wolf from our broadcast yesterday. I mean, there's a couple of things about this. Firstly, Leon, your job is to get us our photos in the paper. You've gotten yourself front and centre in the lead story.
Loved it, didn't he? He sent that through to Callie Black. He goes, oh, put this on.
Yeah, he's actually sent a picture of himself to our publicist and got himself on the Daily Mail.
No, I didn't.
It's extraordinary.
You did so.
That was just on Twitter and the so-called journalists think that's news.
Now, what you've done, Leon, which I think is actually hilarious. So on Twitter, he's uploaded a photo of himself with the Wolf. And he said, me with Rob Mills-Millsy earlier today.
Oh, wow.
And everyone's on board. Leon, I think you've actually ruined the Masked Singer for the Wolf.
You've ruined the whole show.
To be fair, before the show, I thought it was the Hoff in the suit. But after hearing him sing, it's definitely Millsy. So I'm not ruining it for anyone.
Well, you are.
You've blown it. You've ruined it.
The point of the show is to guess who it is. It's Rob Millsy-Mills.
And you know what? There's credence to this because the fact that these news sites are making this their number one story, it means it's true. You've done it. You've blown it, Leon.
Thank you.
The Wolf is Rob Mills.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You heard it here.
Poor Mills is trying to get traction on this show and now he's finished.
You've destroyed it for Rob Mills as well. Okay.
Hey, you settled down, Byron. Hang on.
I'll give you some bullets. Boxer, here you go. There's six.
What did I ruin?
Leon
ruined the Masked Singer. Feb's ruined the Brownlow.
Remember when you ruined AFL, like the whole sport, about 3 weeks ago?
Can we relive the moment? The Legends game's finished.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's relive the moment where you missed the goal from 2 centimetres out.
I don't know why I was even on the field. I still don't know why I was on the field.
I don't know either.
Who wants this the most? Oh, Byron's just fallen over.
Oh, this is a disaster.
Who picked him? He's missed making contact with the football from 1 metre out. Who is this power play that is now called a power failure?
Okay.
I think Cook's cooked.
Okay, thank you.
Still, my favourite part, Feef, is just who is this?
Okay, fair enough.
Who is that?
Cooks, cooks.
I must admit, and because obviously a lot of charity work is done through the EJ Witten Legends game, and it's so important. But there was a lot of feedback and suggestions that perhaps the whole game will be called off as a result of my performance.
Well, I spoke to Brad Johnson last weekend, and he goes, "Mate, your mate Byron Cooks wrecked it for everyone. I don't think the game's going to happen anymore."
1019, The Fox.
A lot has come out of yesterday's broadcast from the Royal Melbourne Show, guys, because you sort of look back and it was a bit of a flash for us. But then you think, hang on, remember when Feef unfortunately overshadowed the performance of a lovely, innocent child who was trying to perform her favourite...
I was just joining in.
Well, joining in or completely and utterly upstaging. I mean, this is the thing. Let's relive it. You can have a listen back to it, Feef, and see how you feel.
We were playing Disney Oki, and Stella was in the crowd, and she
Her mum volunteered her very quickly.
I know, but she sang one of Oh, what a song from Moana.
Well, it's a lovely song, if only we could have heard Stella. It was her moment. The crowd were ready for Stella's performance.
She was really nervous. She was bracing herself. This big oaf just come down and said, sing. And this happened.
Okay.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back
hear her.
To the water.
Up
no
herself.
I can't.
Can you even hear Stella there, Feb? I can't hear her.
The poor little thing. She was just singing it the way she'd sing it. Then Fee come in and she was really trying to up her voice.
I was actually just trying to make her feel better. Like, I'm in this with you, Stella. We're doing it together. That was my intention. But okay. I when you hear it, I can tell it sounds like I'm monstering it. Yes,
when you hear
I get
it back, I really want to stick the boots in, Boxy. But it actually sounded really good.
It was a lovely performance.
Are you saying
I reckon I can sing? Yeah, I reckon you helped her. She got into a voice.
It was.
I reckon you've actually encouraged her to sing louder.
I was like a coach on the voice.
I was ready to lay the boots in, but well done.
It's actually just a wonderful performance. Now, congratulations. Keep it up.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Guys, sometimes adults get involved in what is clearly a children's activity. I mean, this can happen. We only cast our minds back to yesterday at the Royal Melbourne Show. A lovely performance from little Stella. What a cute girl looking to sing a lovely Disney song as part of our Disney Oki segment. And then someone else just comes straight over the top and really just ruins her moment.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember. Never really knowing why.
And then they sort of start clashing, and then Fife's just the singing gets louder and louder to the point you can't hear Stella at all, which was a shame.
Do you know, I really was trying to help Stella, but you know the thing is, when you're a kid at heart, like I love Disney movies so much. Like that's my spiritual song, that song, How Far I'll Go. I love it. And I can't stop myself. Fev, you're a big kid at heart.
Yes. I often take over as a parent. When the kids are playing, like I remember one of Lenny's birthday parties, they were bowling and they just kept bowling it into the, you know, the gutters. And I'm like, come on. So I just took over and was strike. Mate, the mood of the party was just flat.
Give us a call. Maybe you can put yourself on the air and admit to this sort of behaviour. If you're an adult that joins in with the kids stuff and maybe just goes a little bit too far.
Like when everyone's doing bombs in the pool and the kids don't make a big splash and then I go, hey, kids, jump in the and then bomb them. It's like a big tidal wave.
13 10 60 is the number right here on
after
the Fox.
Kids.
Give us a call. I think of things like Lego building competitions. I've taken my son to Legoland in California there. And you have the parents building these wonderful constructions out of Lego, but then and then saying, look what my kid did. No, you did
it. Yeah, I had one of those parents at school when I was a kid. I used to hate it.
What, your dad used to do stuff?
I'd rock up with like they make a volcano out of like toilet paper. Mine would be like squashed down like a, you know, those cakes that you make? What are those cakes that you make, Foxy?
What, like a sponge cake?
They're supposed to rise and when they come out, they're flat. Right. But then all the other parents would have like, mate, it looked like it's a frigging Jurassic Park.
Come on.
Just an amazing, you didn't make that, you're in prep.
131060, give us a call if you're an adult that gets involved in the kids' stuff.
Oh, God.
This is The Fox, we'll come back to your calls. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Same as dress-ups, I used to put a sheet over me. Oh, we're still on?
We're still on.
1019. The Fox.
Guys, sometimes adults act like children and they step in and take over in what is clearly a children's activity, Fief.
Yeah, I mean, they sometimes you get overexcited as an adult because you're a kid at heart and you get right into it and then you realise I'm stealing all the kids' thunder. This was all about them and suddenly I've made it a bit about me. Now, we've got Gemma from Boronia. Hi, Gem.
Hi.
Hey, Gemma. Gemma, have you gotten carried away and enjoyed a kid's activity too much?
Yeah, my dad used to want to do all my school projects and my brother and my sister, and one of them was we had to build a 3D cathedral and he did a church and I failed the assignment.
Oh, you failed! Wow. There we go. That's where That's maybe awesome. Adults should just stay out of it, guys.
Yeah, Lisa in Melton. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Good, Lisa. Is this you or one of your parents?
This is my partner, actually.
Mm.
So, basically, anywhere he comes with me, if there's any kids, my friend's kids, the family kids, they've always got Nerf guns lying around. He picks them up if it gets a bit boring, and
gets a bit carried away and all the kids end up crying because she outdoes us.
This is a scratchy line, but this is a grown man with a Nerf gun, guys.
No, that's terrifying.
You know, they continue to play with him, but, you know, the parents get a little bit annoyed, but right. What do you do?
I'm so scared of Nerf guns.
Well, they're quite, they don't muck around, the Nerf guns. You
I'm scared
have...
of slingshots, all of them.
Okay. I mean,
actually, just weapons in general.
Who's got slingshots?
Weapons are scary. With all daughters, I guess, Fev, you don't have the Nerf guns lying around
no,
the house.
No, we don't have any. We've got Barbie dolls. I remember a couple of months ago, Lulu had some maths homework, and I said, I'll do it for you, honey, because she didn't quite know what to do. I got 2 out of the 10 right, because Lenny...
what grade is Lulu in?
Grade 4. She overlooked it, and Lenny's like, Dad, you are so dumb. This is the wrong answer. It was all these stupid fractions and like a 2 with a slash. And right. I had no idea. At least I tried to help, Boxy.
You're very helpful. I think you're a great involved father, even if you get carried away.
Good stuff. Countdown on to the AFL Grand Final.
Yes.
We are looking forward to it. Fev, of course.
Footy show tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, you've got a big rehearsal.
Got rehearsals today.
What are you going to be? Can you talk about what you're doing on that footy show extravaganza?
I'll be doing a little bit of a number, Byron. A little bit of a number.
Okay, that's all he can say, Fief, I think.
So he's singing something.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I'm going to be the fattest person who I am trying to portray ever seen.
So you're portraying a character that perhaps is a more slender character?
Skinny.
Okay.
I wonder who you are then.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mick Jagger?
Mick Jagger! No.
All right. Well, anyway, good stuff. Look forward to it. A bit like the Masked Singer, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway. Who's the fat singer? That's me.
Let's get into the free for all right now.
Nando's Peri Peri Chicken is marinated for 24 hours before it's flame grilled to tasty perfection, so you can enjoy all that original succulent flavour. Try it today at Nando's.